Joining me here on the telephone to start this hour, it's Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. He joins us every month, and of course, everybody fixated on coronavirus. Dr. Mike, not just a dentist, but also somebody with a wide grasp of cardiovascular health and oral health and all kinds of things. He's going to talk to us today about helping to minimize your risk for coronavirus. Mike, how are you?
I'm real good. Hope everybody had a good Easter and ready for the next things this week that come our way.
All right. I think, we've heard from every doctor under the sun about this virus and what to do to avoid it. Politicians have said to stay home. Doctors have said to stay home. But you're a regular here. We know you a little bit more intimately. So explain to us about how to minimize our risk on this thing. It's some new form of the flu that we're not immune to. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you are. It's a virus that we're not immune to. Some people think it was manufactured in a lab over there in Wuhan. Some think it came from the wet market, but it's one that we are not immune to. It's a new one. And so, and it's very fatal. It's very highly contagious. And so there's a big scare about it. And so what we're trying to do is reduce the number of cases as we learn more about it and get good therapies for it. And we're getting good therapies for it, as you and I discussed, with the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin and others. Also, the testing for it is important, and we're getting more and more testing for it. And we discussed off-air that we have those tests here in McLean County, and they're free and available to people out at McLean County Fairgrounds. And so some of the things with this are if you're getting symptoms, it's to get treated early. The earlier you can treat this, the better. But so in working to minimize the number of cases, since there's currently no vaccine for it, there are many things you can do. It spreads mainly person to person through respiratory droplets produced when infected people speak, cough, or sneeze. So these droplets can either land in the mouths or nose of other people or eyes, or they can land on surfaces and live for quite a while. They can live for 3 hours in the air, much longer if they're aerosolized. They can live on cardboard for up to 24 hours, on steel and plastic up to 2 to 3 days. And these are guidelines. It can be a little longer or shorter, depending on temperature, humidity, and other things. And then if you touch one of those infected surfaces and then touch your eyes, nose, or mouth, you can become infected. So the things to protect yourself are to distance yourself between other people, this sheltering in place that we're all doing. And 6 feet is the guideline, but understand a cough and a sneeze can travel up to 27 feet. So that's especially important for people who are at very high risk for getting sick, which would be the elderly and the people and people with comorbid conditions, like diabetes, heart conditions, respiratory conditions, things of that nature. So don't shake hands. Don't touch things that another person has touched. And my grandkids were out playing basketball with some other friends, and I'm looking at them playing basketball or baseball or touch a phone or, and if you do, be sure before you go and touch your eyes, nose, or mouth that you wash your hands. So cleaning your hands often is so important, with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. After you've been in a public place or touched something like that, or after you blow your nose or cough or sneeze, And then also be sure and dry your hands, because wet hands have many, many more bacteria than dry hands after you've washed them. And if soap and water isn't available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all the surfaces of your hands and rub them until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose and mouth with unwashed hands. Now they're saying wear a mask if you go outside in public. And I've thought all along that would be a good idea, but they've confirmed that because it's just protective. Now you can do a homemade mask, or if you have availability to a commercially made mask, that's all the better. Use tissues or disinfectant wipes or gloves, like nitrile or latex gloves, if you have them, to open doors, touch objects like a gas pump or something like that. I have a dirty set of outer garments. By dirty, I mean ones that I wear when I go out to the office or if I have to run an errand, which is very seldom. But so the coat and shoes that I wear, I leave them in the garage before I enter my home.
Hey, Mike, we're talking with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center on WJBC. I'm going to jump ahead here because in the notes you sent over, you also talk about some things that you can take, vitamins and supplements that can help you. I happen to be watching a video presentation by a doctor on social media. He's not from this area, and I don't think you're familiar with him, and I'm not going to put his name out there because I don't want people to, you know, spend a lot of time on something that they may not need to spend time on. But he talked about zinc, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to ask you about the importance of zinc in your system and why zinc is important. Apparently, it has some sort of abilities to it that helps with fighting this virus, if not fighting it, creating the pathway for the medication, hydroxychloroquine, to fight it. Am I right about that?
Well, I have heard that that combination, yes, the hydroxychloroquine, zinc, it facilitates the effect of it.
Yes. Well, this guy's presentation, he was saying that there's something you can do, and I know you're going to offer some opinions on some things here. But he actually talked about, and this sounds very simple, and he's not talking necessarily about people who already have the virus, but in ways to beef up your immune system against it in case you come up against it, and that is a zinc supplement with Schweppes tonic water, because he said apparently in tonic water there's something, quinine, right? Isn't that part of chloroquine?
You know, you're going places that I may not be the expert on.
Okay. Well, he talked about this in some length, and I thought it was fascinating because it sounded like there's ways to help beef up your immune system that you can do that are easy to do.
Well, there are a lot of ways, and, you know, you and I talk about that all the time on these shows, ways to beef up your immune system. That's what we're all about. And it's not just, I mean, zinc certainly is one of those things, but there are many others. Proper nutrition, especially eliminating sugar and bread if you have a gluten allergy, and dairy if you're allergic to it. Eliminating processed foods, have a good body weight, exercise, reduce your stress, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Don't smoke nicotine, limit or eliminate alcohol, have good oral health, breathe through your nose, not your mouth. And then what you're talking about is proper supplementation, zinc being one of those. Most multivitamins have some zinc in them, one of the things that zinc can, it has a lot of good to it. You know, it can deplete your copper, so be sure that you have some copper in your daily multivitamin. Other vitamins would be your vitamin B3. I take a daily supplement of niacin. It helps prevent lung tissue damage. Of course, vitamin C, very important. 1,000 milligram daily. It's a great antioxidant. And, you know, you can, there are a number of vitamin C supplements out there that you can use. And I have it both in my multivitamin as well as another supplement that I use.
So if I take a multivitamin, I'm getting an ample dose of zinc, an adequate dose, dose of zinc?
Not necessarily. You want to check the what the multivitamin says. Typically 34 milligram per day maximum for males and females. Check your different multivitamins have different vitamins and minerals and all in them. The other thing is you want to be sure it's a good high quality multivitamin, because, you know, I've spoken with many porta potty owners, and several of them have told me that they can see the one a day vitamins or others in the waste hole that they weren't absorbed at all. I've had at least three porta potty company owners tell me that. And so you want to be sure that you have a multivitamin that is highly absorbable, as well as has the right ingredients in it. So you want to be sure that you have a good level of vitamin D3, vitamin E, vitamin A. And then, of course, I also take a daily 81 milligram aspirin. So those are some of the vitamins that you want to be certain that are in either your diet. They can be gotten through your diet, but most people don't eat as well as they should. So a good, high-quality, absorbable multivitamin is very important for most people.
All right, Mike. Hey, we're almost out of time here. I want to make sure we push people to your two websites, and all the information that you're talking about here and more is there for people to look at and educate themselves. So where can they go to get that?
One of my websites that talks about a lot of different things, not all of this is on there, but it's oralsystemiclink.net, oralsystemiclink, O-R-A-L-S-Y-S-T-E-M-I-C-L-I-N-K, oralsystemiclink.net. Then our office website is eastlanddental.com.
All right, oralsystemiclink.net and eastlanddental.com. Eastland Dental Center's number is 663-4711. You're just doing emergencies right now?
Yeah, 97% of dental offices across the country are emergency only at this time, so that all of the PPE equipment goes to the, you know, the first line defenders in the hospitals that need it, and as well the social distancing. So right now, till at least May 1st, hopefully not longer, we're all ready to get back to work. But right now, until at least May 1st, we're severe pain or swelling only as far as emergencies.
All right, Mike, good to talk to you. Wish we had more time, but we'll talk to you again next month.
Good talking to you too, Mark. Everybody take care and stay healthy out there.
Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. EastlandDental.com is the website on WJBC.